Blog Talk Radio.
Ray and Tay today. Yes, Sports Radio's on. Talking sports with friends, and you know we got it on. From the NFL to the NBA, MLB and college hoops do it all day. College football, we know who's number one. Understand, on the phones, you know we get it done. So call in 718-664-9098 and we'll give you more. Talking sports, yes we do.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Ray and Tay today, and I'm Ray, Tall Rayside.
And I'm Tay, Eric Taylor, and we are hyped up, trying to give you new energy, new format, new flavor, new style. We're talking MLB today. Ray, so much going on with the eclipse, the Great American Eclipse. We'll have a partial one in America in 7 years, but everybody's been talking about it, just like everybody's talking about the Los Angeles Dodgers possibly eclipsing the Seattle Mariners' all-time win record. Right now, they're 87-35. We'll start looking at the playoff and pennant races in the NL and AL, but let's start with the NL. Tell me right now, how good are the Dodgers? They're doing this right now without Clayton Kershaw, who might be back in a week or so. Where do you see them going, and are they legit this season, and could they break the Mariners' record, Ray?
So I'll answer the last one first. 116 is a lot of wins, and I think you get into the dog days of September. Nobody is catching them. They have 87 wins. The Nationals have 74, so they're running away with the National League pennant. They'll have all the starters rested. They'll line them up for the playoffs. So the first answer is no. I don't think they'll catch the Mariners at 116 wins. They might come in around the Yankees at 114 or maybe even less. Maybe they'll peter out at like 110, 108, 110. Good enough to be considered the best team in baseball. Can they win it all? You know what? Why not? The Cubs are struggling. The Cubs will probably hold off the Brewers, and they're the defending champs. So you got to feel like once the calendar turns to October, they'll be ready. The Nationals have been knocking on the door, and if that starting rotation is ready, then I'm ready. If you can throw out, you know, Scherzer and Gonzalez and Strasburg, you know, they've been having bullpen issues for 5 years. But, you know, maybe Dusty Baker can work his magic. So the Dodgers have a good chance of anybody to.
But don't you feel like the Cubs are so dangerous? Look, if they just continue to hold off the Brewers.
Well, Lester's hurt.
Well, no, I know, but it's not guaranteed. And we know Kershaw's had his postseason troubles, and now he's just trying to get healthy again. You know, they'll be relying on you, Darvish, and Hill, but I wonder, because I want to see the Dodgers just go ahead and this be their year. But even in their own division, in the playoffs, the Rockies, D-backs, winners dangerous, right? We know they have a couple of MVP candidates on both of those rosters. We'll get to that in a minute. And the Cubs know how to win. And then maybe the Nats with that lineup, and if Harper gets back, you know, healthy as well. You almost feel like the National League is going to come down to health. And I would say if the Dodgers are healthy enough, this could be their year. I think it's going to be a better playoffs than people think, because I just can't count the Cubs out. You know, you just really can't.
Well, that's the thing. You could, if you told me, I won't even say Colorado or Arizona, whoever wins that, but if you told me that the Cubs, the Dodgers, or the Nationals represented the National League in the World Series and even won it all, I'd say, yeah, for sure. Totally likely.
Yeah, I think we both had them. You had Dodgers, Red Sox, right? And I had Cubs, Indians, something
yep.
similar. Yeah, something like that. So it's but kudos to the Rockies and D-backs. I mean, talking about the playoff race, those two teams basically at 68 and 67 wins in the National League have the wild card sewn up. The Brewers at 65, they can maybe catch the D-backs, but we'll see. Goldschmidt and the boys seem like they're not going to have that. You know, Peralta, you know, Zach Greinke, they're all looking great. In the American League, you know, it's been the same thing for a while now, the divisions, in terms of the Astros, Red Sox, and Indians. With the Yankees, Twins, Royals, and Angels, Yankees have the first wild card now. But Angels, Twins, and Royals, this is heating up, and, you know, this is really exciting. And that second wild card each year, it seems like it's coming to fruition that it's going to be the last week of September, you know, and maybe even a playoff, that the wild card will come down the stretch. What are your thoughts? Who are you leaning to for the two wild cards in the AL? Is it Yankees, Twins? Do you think Mike Trout tries to, you know, carry his team to the playoffs finally? What are your thoughts? Where are you leaning towards?
As much as I said the Yankees were not going to make the playoffs before the season, and I didn't think they'd win the division, I thought they'd come in fourth, frankly. So I give it up to our Yankees. I think they will take one of the wild cards, and I think the other wild card, you know, I want to say the Angels, but the Kansas City Royals, you know, I always go with that experience, especially down the stretch. So I'll say the Yankees and the Royals are going to take those two wild cards. Now, obviously, Twins fans are going to be upset.
Well, they need
Angels
Segura to come back,
let's
be honest. Twins,
Mariners fans are going to be upset. But that's just how I see it.
Did you know the Twins have been playing this year with 11 different rookies? Since their big boy got hurt at third base, they're bringing up another rookie. And then when he comes back, they said that he'll play some DH. But 11 rookies. The Twins are definitely a team of the future, but I kind of would like to see them get it done and squeeze in this year. But you always want to see Mike Trout and Harper, two of the best players, and Chris Bryant, those type of studs, in the playoffs. I just think it's fun, along with Aaron Judge. And, you know, look, Judge has cooled down. I know there's a lot of debate in New York. Chapman is getting moved out of bullpen. What do you think about, you know, our boy, the manager, finally deciding to move Judge down to the fifth or sixth hole and not keep him in the three spot with all the different strikeouts?
So,
and he set a record, by the way.
I agree with that. You cannot have, look, your third place hitter is your best hitter. He's batting every game at least four, sometimes five, sometimes six times. With the Yankees, you're also dealing with this, you can't strike out that much in the three hole. I just don't think that's legit. You know, we harken back to the days of Don Mattingly, people that hit for average. I don't even care about the home runs, but you need to hit for average. You need to keep the line moving. So moving him out of the three hole, I think is the right thing to do. And he's got to work on those strikeouts. That's a big deal.
But it is a big deal.
Because remember earlier on,
he actually was hitting for average, Ray. There was a time he was over 300.
He was a triple crown threat, right?
Yeah.
He was in the 330s. But, you know, you go on those 2-for-19 slumps. You have, 37 straight games with a strikeout, all-time MLB record. Look, he's technically a rookie, but he's played, almost a season, a full season and a little bit if you count last year.
He's still a baby.
He's a baby. He's got to cut out those strikeouts. But, look, he's legit. He's the real deal. But the pitchers have found a way to keep the ball off of his bat. And I hope it's not, you know, an Alfonso Soriano situation. But it'll be fine. It'll be fine. He just needs to work on it. But, yes, moving him down in the lineup I think is the right thing to do.
When you start to look towards the MVP races, we sort of, you know, kind of cleaned up the AL and the NL. We think those, you know, playoff teams are going to be pretty much set what they are. We'll see how the wild cards play out. Should be fascinating. But when you start to look at the MVP race, this year, more than any, I think it is so wide open. And I would even go so far to say if Kershaw did not get hurt, he would have had a shot, I think, to even, you know, be up high in the NLV, you know, in the National League MVP voting, along with Cy Young. So in the AL, I mean, you've got a slew of guys. You know, Judge has fallen off. Jose Altuve's been consistent and solid. You know, Mookie Betts probably needs more homers and ribbies. You know, Manny Machado just, I mean, three home runs in a game, had the grand slam the other night, has been going on a tear. But the Orioles, you worry about, you know, maybe not making the wild card. You tend to get most of the time an MVP from a playoff team, which is why, and then you still have Nelson Cruz, Gene Segura, but he doesn't, you know, not enough ribbies. Mike Trout, this is just a conversation piece. I know he hasn't played enough games, but Ray, he'll get, when it's all said and done, close to 400 at bats. He's at 280 something now. He'll wind up with 360 maybe, whatever. Could he have an outside shot with the way he's playing offense and defense, and if the Angels get that second wild card, of maybe winning the MVP? Or is it just really you think it's going to be Jose Altuve's?
It's really Altuve's because of a couple things. First, they have the best record. They had the best record in the league for a while, but now obviously the Dodgers took over, so they're doing big things in the American League. But then Boston is right on their heels, so it comes down to them in Boston for the best record. But they've been the best team in the American League start to finish, and he's the best player on the best team. I mean, Carlos Correa ultimately will be better, potentially, just because he's bigger, stronger, he's more physically imposing. But Jose Altuve has been there the whole year. And you know how, you know, we say the first thing you got to be, right, the best ability is availability. And even though Mike Trout's the best player in baseball, you know, I don't think anybody would argue that if you put all the skills and WAR and you put all the stats in a machine and you cranked out a baseball player, it would be Mike Trout. And he could win MVP every season. In the season when he breaks his thumb and misses whatever it was, 35, 40 games, you can't win an MVP in the same season that Jose Altuve and the Houston Astros are doing so well. So, yes, season, you know, in a down year, he could potentially win it, Mike Trout, but I think it's really Jose Altuve to lose. I mean, unless he goes into a major slump. Look, the guy is batting 360, and the next best player in the American League is hitting 315, and Eric Hosmer.
Exactly. And those Royals have been, you know, Hosmer and Moustakas have been keeping things together for them. But you're right, Jose Altuve is, like, so far ahead, and he's got the best average in both leagues. So it's really impressive. And by the way, Judge dropped all the way down to 282. So, yeah, he's had a collapse in the second half. So when you look at the NL, look, this thing is a ton of dudes. Obviously, the Rockies, first wild card right now. They've got Charlie Blackman. They've got Nolan Arenado, who got the bat and the glove. You know you've got the guys from the Nationals and Ryan Zimmerman, you know, Murphy and Harper, if he gets, you know, he probably won't get back to play enough games. He's almost like Trout, but he was definitely right there. And then, you know, you've got guys like Paul Goldschmidt, little less stats than Arenado. And maybe you could say Arenado plays a more difficult position at third base with the glove. And then you got your boys in Miami, Zuro and Stanton. Give me your thoughts on what you look for and what you think is going to play out in the NL MVP race.
Well, first you gotta be on a contender. So basically everybody you named is on a contender, so that's good. The Colorado guys, you gotta discount their numbers a little bit. So Blackman and Arenado, offensively, obviously Nolan Arenado is unbelievable. He'll be a 10-time Gold Glove winner. He's just that good on
defense. And Blackman's good defensively.
Yeah, I mean he's not Nolan Arenado, but he's good.
No, he's not. Arenado.
Bryce Harper had this locked up a month ago. But like Trout, he got hurt. So it really should have been Trout and Harper, but baseball's 162 games. So depending on if and when Harper comes back, if he doesn't come back before the playoffs, then he's pretty much done. He won't win it. I think then you look at, okay, who will win it? And you know what? Your boy Goldie might just take it home.
I thought he should have got it 3 or 4 years ago. This might be his chance to do it.
Is good. but
he's good.
Offensive
he's
numbers, he's really carrying that Arizona offense. I mean, if you look at Colorado, they got LeMahieu and Arenado and Blackman. They're all banging it around. And even Washington's got Harper and Murphy. But really, it's all about, I mean, I guess Dan
Peralta and Jake Lamb. Jake Lamb's having a great season, you know.
Yeah,
and Peralta's
but they're not. But they're not carrying the load like your boy Goldie's
like
got
Golden.
The team on his back. So I look for Goldschmidt. I got to tell you, he's right now he's my guy.
I like it. Now, Stanton, if Stanton gets the 60 home runs and the Marlins get
but they
closer.
Won't make the playoffs.
I know. They're not going to
be. 500 team.
I know. It's sad, but I tell you, it's not his fault. If his brother in arms was still alive, Fernandez, this would be a different squad, man. They don't have the pitching, Ray. They really don't.
Yeah.
God rest Jose Fernandez. So look, we both kind of think it's Goldie and Altuve. Things could change. We'll see how it plays out. We wanted to just come back, give you, you know, some baseball, you know, tell you what's happening, and, you know, come in and come out quick. It's our new format. We're trying to just give you quick, hard-hitting shows. Friday will be a little bit longer, our next three shows, because we have our previews. So get ready for fantasy football preview. We will help you win your draft. No question. Then next week after that, on the Wednesday, the 30th, we've got college football preview. The top 25 came out today. Amazing. You know what it is. SEC, Pac-12, Big 12. Got a ton of teams. Big 10. So we'll see how that plays out. And then we come back September 6th, I believe. The NFL preview show. Ray, are you ready for some football?
I'm ready. Stay tuned. Check our website. We'll put some stuff out there on social media and get Ray and Tay back in the rotation.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and thanks for talking sports with friends. Have a good night. We're out.
We're out.